a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't know. I mean, you're a parent now. When we were kids, it was always like, don't take lollies from strangers, right? Because our parents just knew if a van rocked up and they were like, hey, Tom, Loggy, do you want some lollies? We'd be like, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Straight in that van.
We're inside the van. Yeah, sure.
No worries. Where are the lollies?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, it was the razor blades, wasn't it? That was the,
oh my God.
Razor blades and everything.
Yeah, right. And sometimes I think that was what our parents were worried about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want your kids eating something that you haven't ticked off.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So that's why this story is a bit intense. Auckland City Mission, they help people. They do amazing work with homelessness and stuff like that. And when they were giving out food packets and stuff to people that are doing a tough over in Auckland, they were handing out things like lollies too, because who doesn't enjoy a lolly?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, donations too. I mean, if it comes from sort of a reputable source, bundle that in. Brilliant. Yeah,
you want
great.
A sweet treat.
Nice treats, yeah.
Nice little sweet treat.
Yeah.
Rinda, pineapple lollies, you're a New Zealand guy?
No, I think they're like
a
Malaysian or a Thai lolly.
That's why I'm like, are these big in Auckland? Because I've never seen these before. But they're pineapple lollies.
Like a boiled sweet that comes in a wrapper that's twisted at both ends, like an oval-shaped lolly that's
like a,
twisted
like
at both
a
ends,
Columbine or a fantail. They look
but,
like fantails,
but
you
not
say,
chocolatey.
Right?
Yeah. Or caramel.
So what happened? They were handing these out. Mm. And then one of the people came back and said, this lolly tastes a bit funny.
Gross.
It's weird and it makes me feel weird.
Yeah, something wrong with the lollies. They taste like chemicals.
And then so people, they were like, all right, maybe we should have a look at these lollies that we're giving out to people. And it turns out the lollies were actually full of methamphetamine.
Yeah, they were.
So,
oh God.
No wonder they were tasting funny, because the lolly contained up to 300 times the typical meth dose.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's a lot of meth.
Yeah, street value $906.
$906 for
one of
every
these
lolly.
Lollies.
Oh, jeepers. The amount of money they've given away.
Oh, okay. So they said the New Zealand Drug Foundation, they were like, whoa, okay. This is like a lot to like swallow at once.
Yeah.
Like people could die, you know what I mean? Like, and it's very dangerous. And they're like, oh yeah. Okay. So then Auckland City Mission are like, we've actually given out like a whole
of these.
Bunch of these.
Yeah.
And then now how do we get them back now? The hunt to get them back is on.
Yeah, right. So they're trying to resource. Have they got how many of them back? Do you know?
Look, at this stage, not that I can tell, although 400 people may have received these tainted parcels.
Someone has been making donations and gone, oh, we don't need this. Like, no one's going to eat these weird lollies. We'll give them away.
Yeah.
Donate them to someone else.
The thing is, they're like, look, we don't think that anyone's trying to poison children. So if everyone can calm down about that. And it's like, I don't think that's what people are thinking.
No.
I think they're thinking the drug trade is doing quite well over in New Zealand.
Mm.
If a whole bunch of lollies has come out and they're like full of meth.
Yeah.
And they're just being handed out to individuals.
How many of those lollies are going around that they don't get donated to people? I thought the giveaway would be the little pipe that comes attached to every lolly. Like, you know, you get the tasting stick. There's like a little and
like
a
in the
lighter.
Whiz Fizz.
Yeah.
No, they didn't put two and two together there.
Yeah. So I guess it's dangerous. Is there any reports of someone actually eating a whole one?
Well, there is of people eating it and feeling weird.
Yeah.
But not of anyone like having like, you know, bad side effects.
Yeah,
I mean, they
right.
would, but people just haven't reported it yet.
Well, I guess the difference is like when you get something disgusting tasting in your mouth, what's your instinct? Is it to, if it's to spit it out, then you'd probably be all right.
Yeah.
But if your instinct is to go, oh, that's gross, swallow it down, then you're probably in a bit of trouble, aren't you? Aren't you? So about that little pipe thing. Can we joke about that again?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Yeah,
okay. I just got to show you.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to show you both
just for
something.
Context, everyone, she's standing up on sort of the stool. There's like, the, you know how you got the stool on wheels and it's...
The footrest.
This could be
dangerous. You got the footrest thing. You're standing up. What are you doing with your hands on your desk?
I need to show you something. I went to put my hands in my pockets, but I put them in this way.
Is that because your pants are on back to front?
Because my pants are on back to front today. How does this happen in adult life?
It's 7:30 and you're just realising? Or how long have you known that your pants are on backwards?
I've known for 5 minutes. I went to put my hands in my pockets. I'm like, they're going backwards towards my buttocks. Oh, I'm a 39-year-old woman who's put her pants on back to front.
You do start work very early.
Good. That's it. That's all I've got to say. I'm going to go now. Switch my pants around.
Please do it somewhere private.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, surely you're all over this banning of the high fives?
I'm not sure. What?
Oh, you don't know. Got to fill you in then.
Mm.
So, Mount Dandenong Primary School, other side of Melbourne, they've got this beloved lollipop man, who obviously the school crossing supervisor is the, of course, the technical name for it. Mm. He has been banned from friendly high-fiving kids as they walk across the road.
Why?
Because of, I mean, this is massive, this is huge, overwhelming. One complaint from a parent who felt it was unnecessary touching of kids. Yes, you heard correctly.
Come on now.
Right. You heard correctly. He has been banned from big smiles. Kids are like pumped to give him the high fives as they walk across the street. Just a nice way for them to start their day or finish their day, going to and from school. I love the response, and I reckon you're going to support the response, because another parent has gone, this is ridiculous. This is a complete overreaction. This takes away little tiny bits of joy for the kids.
Yeah.
It started a petition that's already been signed by 500 parents to say, lift this ban. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who is so sad and pathetic and hates fun that much that they got to complain about somebody just high-fiving
a
kid?
Was there an accidental sort of high-five to the face of the child?
Smack right.
I mean,
the
then
nose.
I would be saying, oh, maybe sort of.
Yeah, or a windmill high five that just didn't quite land. Because that happens to me a lot. I always try and give you the windmill high five.
Yeah, you miss my bum.
This guy, as it was even recently crowned one of Victoria's top crossing supervisors, and they've got his name in all the articles and everything like that. It's not like not an anonymous thing. So I don't reckon he's a windmill high five to the face kind of guy.
Just an
old guy who, you know, have a great day type high five.
Yeah.
And somebody has seen it and has wanted to shut the whole thing down.
It's weird how like a one complaint can kind of get action taken.
Isn't it?
Like I can understand if people are like, hey, there's a situation that happened. I am uncomfortable about it.
Mm.
But I don't understand why they wouldn't then, hey, guys, how are we all feeling about this before they then implement a big change?
Well, I would have thought so. So there's in the council bylaws or whatever it is, excuse me for not knowing exactly what the term is, but around crossing supervisors, that there's no unnecessary touching of children allowed. Now, I know what that's put in there for.
Oh, obviously.
I understand.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
No initiating unnecessary contact with the kids.
Yeah.
So, again, I understand fully what that's there for, and that safeguard is important. This isn't that.
Mm.
So to have this shut down and this poor guy banned, and kids are probably still walking past him looking for that high five that they got and like, hey,
can't do it.
And probably say, hi, Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah.
No, and he would have had to stand there, and now he's brushing the kids off. It's spoiling a little magical part of their morning, isn't it?
And a high five is not for, like, if someone raises their hand and you don't want to high five them, you're just like, hey, you give them a thumbs up and you walk on. You know what I mean? So it's not, like, even if he had the hand out, only kids that want a high five would be high fivers.
Correct. I love the response. The response has been so good. With that petition, but all the online comments, which I don't usually read in an article, but I've quite enjoyed reading these. The sarcasm and the response is there is such a giant, like a majority saying, no, let's encourage this sort of joyful interaction between people.
Especially heading into school.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. If you love that kind of back and forth with commentary and stuff like that, there's things called social media, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
It's great. It's all you'll love it.
You don't get any of the toxic stuff with that those places. You just get joy and happiness.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right. Let us chat.
Oh, stop with the puns.
Do you know, mate, you don't even know what I'm punning about.
Yeah, we do.
You don't even know what I'm punning about.
Back in your veggie box. Okay. Do you know who Liz Truss is? Do you remember who Liz Truss is? She was...
The name sounds familiar.
Briefly, the Prime Minister of England, yeah. The UK.
Yeah, she's the one that came out and she was like, I have this amazing plan. Amazing. And everyone's like, cool, we'll vote you in. And she's like, I don't have a plan. And she lasted like 7 days or something.
Yeah, she became PM at the beginning of September 2022. Then the Queen died. On September 23, she announced a mini budget, which was the plan thing, right? October 25, so a month later, she resigned.
Okay.
And last month in their elections, she actually lost her seat in the House of Commons. So she's sort of been fully ousted now.
Bye-bye.
Right. So this is quite funny. There's the one thing that sort of everybody remembers about her is, as you said, she was in and then she was out like that as PM.
Yeah.
But there was a video that was put up, and it was a live stream of a lettuce with googly eyes on it and a photo of her.
Yes.
And it was, which will last longer?
Yes, that's right.
The lettuce with the googly eyes.
Yeah.
Or Liz Truss.
I love the internet.
And the lettuce lasted longer.
Yeah. Still so, going strong.
Anyway.
How is the lettuce going?
Oh, well, it's gone now, mate. That was 2020, what, 2020?
Then prices in lettuce went up and they're like, we're not going to let this go to waste. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to eat it.
Pop it in the salad, yep.
2022. I mean, it's 2 years ago. Anyway, so she's now promoting her memoir.
Oh, my God.
She's got a book.
God, they'll publish anything, won't they?
And so she was at Beccles Public Hall and Theatre a couple of nights ago.
Is that in the book?
No, no, this is where she's promoting the memoir.
Because there's not much to say.
Doing like, a live reading.
Doing a book event in Suffolk. Anyway, the venue, I don't know why they've written this in here, but a few days before the venue hosts a Fleetwood Mac tribute act.
Because they needed to fill words in the
article. And a Pokemon card trading event.
Oh, wow.
So that's sort of the scale of the theatre that she's in.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was up on stage and she just admitted to the crowd that she hopes Donald Trump wins the US presidential election in November, prompting some jeers from people.
Good way to start the event off.
And then some pranksters had set something up. So then behind her, not long after that, a big banner came down and it had the lettuce on it with the googly eyes. And just the words, I crashed the economy.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a green dress.
Oh, no.
A lettuce-coloured dress.
Oh, no.
Oh, where are her advisors?
Yeah, so
was she still on stage at the time?
Yeah, so then...
Oh, no, I would never. You couldn't do it.
Anyway, so she was like, that's not funny, promptly left the stage.
Oh, no.
To tepid applause. Just magic that she happened to wear the green dress. So good. Anyway, it's quite funny because Nigel Farage is the leader of their Reform UK party over there, which is quite a right-wing party as well. And that happened to him recently. Someone did another banner behind him, but it was Vladimir Putin and it said, I heart Nigel. So they are on fire in the UK at the moment.
Oh, my God. And you can imagine the people, like, so scared looking behind banners and stuff now, like, oh, what's behind this?
Double-checking. But anyway, so at that one, the right-wing crowd were like, tear it down, rip it down. And then there was, like, chance of, like, burn the banner and stuff. For Liz Truss, though, the angriest response appears to be a man on their Facebook page of the theatre who's demanding a refund for his £16.50 ticket. And the sacking of the theatre manager. The lettuce that keeps on giving.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Speaking of giving it a crack, it's time for lyrical headlines. G'day, AJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I love it. That's good. Your catchphrase. It's so cute.
We are very well, thank you, AJ. You come in over Thursday, you do lyrical headlines, and you always have a theme for us. What is it today?
Well, during the week, a footballer that we all have a great deal of respect for, Tom Hawkins, put out his book. Yes. And we were thinking about the start of his career in the newsroom, which is in 2007. So we're going to lock in on 2007 as our
theme. Yes. Okay.
Peak very music cool. for me. I was 13. This is when I was starting to get an iTunes account and an iPod and all those things.
God. Good times. Amazing.
I still had a fringe.
Yeah, so did I.
Footy trip in Thailand, I think.
You had a decent year.
No, Bali it was.
You had a decent year in 2007.
Yeah. That was a good year.
Are you in the book?
Tom's? Yeah. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to sit down and read it over this weekend.
So when's he coming in? Because you've organised that, yeah?
Get the translation for that, I'm going to sit down and read this weekend, is Dodsy, who is the reader in the house, is going to read it and highlight the bits where you're involved.
Correct, that's right.
All right, it is the 2007 edition of Lyrical Headlines. You are going to, AJ, read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom.
Lingy. Loggy.
Let's play Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. She's going out to forget they were together. All that time he was taking her
Tom,
for granted, she...
It's good Charlotte. Keep your hands off my girl.
No, that's not the title.
More lyrics, please.
Please continue.
All that time he was taking her for granted. She wants to see if there's more than he gave she's looking for. He calls her up. He's tripping on the phone now. He doesn't want her out there and alone. Now he's moving and he knows she's moving it.
Loggy, good Charlotte, I don't want to be in love?
Yes.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Oh, well done.
I remember singing this on a first date with a guy in the car singing along because I was like, I'm cool. I'm not attached, even though I really liked him.
Would also have accepted Dance Floor Anthem, which is its alternate title. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's why Tom was about to kick off, I could tell.
No, that's what I thought was Dance Floor Anthem. Anyway, that's good. It was a great album.
The best bit is Tom's disappointment for getting it wrong.
I went too hard too early. Story of my life.
Okay, mate. You helped me. That's what I was doing in
2007. All right, question number two.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. You say, sit down. It's just a talk. He smiles politely. Back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. He goes left. You stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why he came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness.
Okay, Tom, it's the fray, but is it cable car over my head?
No.
No, it's the wrong one! Again!
Oh, this is gold. Please get it.
Somewhere along in the bitterness, and I would have stayed up with you all night had I known how to save a life.
Loggy, the fray, how to say a life.
Yes. Tear it!
Can I just say something amazing that I discovered yesterday when I was preparing for this? You type how to save a life into YouTube, as I do to get the songs. The first thing that comes up now is a Lifeline message before it takes you to any of the songs saying, if
cute.
You need support, here's
cute.
Where you get it.
That's and cute.
I was going to tweet that message, but then I'm like, oh, they might see it.
That's the giveaway,
yeah.
All right, well done. Well, that's a win to you, 2 out of 3, mate.
I know, it hurts, Tom, but I appreciate your smile.
Well, no, I was here. I feel like I contributed.
You did.
I gave you a lot of
you
answers there,
me.
Yeah.
Can we do the third one just to you there? For a little bit of... pride for me.
Yeah, no worries. You are still here. That's cool. Here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I go ooh, you go
Loggy. It's the Veronica's Untouched.
Clean sweep for Log.
Dominant.
We were only talking about this song yesterday and how much it goes off.
Because I was at a party and the DJ put this on and I was like, oh, I wonder how this is going to go. And the people went off. I didn't realise it was a dance floor anthem.
Yeah. Domination.
I think they performed this live a couple of years ago and introduced it as the Australian National Anthem and everyone went nuts.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, the 2007 edition taken out by Loggy. Well done, mate. You get the winner sound effect.
Yay.
and confirmation that you did peak in 2007. So
I did pee?
Peak.
Oh, peak.
So it's been all downhill since then.
I was like, God, have I been holding on since then? It feels like it.
Thanks, AJ. Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.